Statistic 1. 90% of children are abused by someone they know, love, or trust. A loud bang at the door. Everyone shuffles and runs to hide what they know they're coming for. Everyone is yelling and angry, except for one scared little 7-year-old girl sitting on the couch. She is naive about what is happening and doesn't move. She can't even cry. She just sits and watches the tornado touching the ground in front of her eyes. That is, until a police officer takes her hand and walks her to the backseat of his patrol car. As her eyes were big and bold, her breathing became faster. She tried to comprehend what was occurring. The officer looked at her and said, "Smell the roses, see the flower field, and blow the dandelions away." This, a moment she will never forget, and a skill she would take with her into adulthood. There she sat in the patrol car until her grandfather came to pick her up with her life-size stuffed bunny to attempt to make her feel safe in the middle of this storm. Statistic number 2, 20% of child sexual abuse victims are under the age of 8. 2 years later, that now 9-year-old girl is living from place to place with her mother, little sister, and new stepfather. One of the places they find themselves living is with her stepdad's brother, but she knew something wasn't right about this place. Why was there always provocative music videos on the television? Why would he play ball pit with her and the other kids in the garage? Turns out, this man was a registered level 3 sex offender. As her mother goes to smoke on the back porch, the man, now known as a predator, tells the little girl to get in the car with him and his son. Fearful to scream and unfaithful that someone will come to her rescue, she gets in the car. After a drive on the back roads, they arrive at an old farm. "Get out of the car and go sit on the counter," he tells the little girl. The son, unattended for, picks up a screwdriver and gashes the little girl's bottom lip. She now has a law guardian who speaks on her behalf in court. She thankfully struggles to pay much attention while there because the judge was always waiting for her with a teddy bear and a bowl of candy. It's almost like she began enjoying going to family court because she knew where she had people to care for her there. Statistic number 3. 1 in 5 teen girls are victims of dating violence. At 13 years old, she turned to a guy to evade the everyday traumas. She started skipping school to hang out with him, avoided her friends, and thought life was finally coming together. That is, until she tried to wear makeup. Or until she wanted to post on social media. Or until she wanted to spend her own money without his permission. Unfortunately, for a period of time, she thought this type of behavior was normal, because this is how she saw her mother get treated her entire life. Turning 60 years old, she knew it was time to walk away from him, but she was too afraid to. Each time she tried to take her things and leave, he would grab her, hold her there, and lock the doors. At this moment, she remembered her grandfather's words, "Education is the only way that you can break this cycle." So she applied to college. That next summer, she left the only life she knew to change her life around. Statistic number 4. 96% of women who grew up in poverty do not attend a higher education institution. After a lifetime of being a living, breathing statistic, I am now an outlier. Thus began the basis of the appeal of law school. Furthermore, victims seldom entrust a person who does not have a similar experience to them. As tough and traumatic as my childhood can be seen as, I would not want it any other way. If I did not go through these things, I would not be so determined to educate other young women on how to not end up a living, breathing statistic. At 22 years old, I stand tall, acknowledging my traumas and telling my story to show other survivors that you do not always need to be afraid to seek legal help, that there are attorneys out there who know how to work with these specific types of victims. Moreover, it's one of my main goals to educate those in the legal field who do not know how to properly speak with these victims and help them with their abuse. Those who grew up in poverty, witnessing abuse, and going in and out of the system struggle harder than those who grew up on the opposite end of the spectrum. That life takes years of determination and motivation to change. Determination and motivation that will allow me to put my best foot forward as a law student and future domestic violence litigation attorney. Let it be clear, I was never interested in a pity party. I always knew who I was. It just took a long while of digging to get there.